here on our pre-show. Welcome to our pre-show. I got to remember this is the pre-show. I don't want to blow my wad on the pre-show. Excuse the language, but that's what I did last night. You know, I had all my fucking A material I wasted on a pre-show. Then I tried to recreate it in the show. Not that, you know, it was the greatest radio ever heard, the greatest podcast slash radio slash netcast slash showcast slash broadcast that anybody ever heard. But, I mean, I'm good. No, last night was okay, but whatever it was that I was doing last night, yesterday, I didn't need to be, you know, spilling it all out over the dock like the little Kintner boy. By the way, I want to say thank you to some Facebook people. I think they're BSPs. They better be BSPs, I'll tell you that. One of them, first of all, I want to say thanks to this chap who's been just messaging me like a madman. It's okay, you know, it's after a while I just ignore it. I'm joking. Well, actually, no, I'm not. There's only so many messages. Matthew McRae Reynolds. Matthew is a illustrator. He is a artist for Marvel Comics, and he has sent along listening to Vernon while working on this comic, and his influence came through. Here's my take on Vernon. Let me just say to him, awesome. I'll share with audience. I don't know what you guys think of this, but let's take a look at it. It's not going to be very good because I'm only going to be putting it in the. It's probably not even going to look like much. Putting it here in camera number two. That's Vernon Dozier. Kind of a granite face dude, right? What I'll do is I'll... How do I do that, man? Anyway, and then the other guy that I want to thank is a chap who messaged me concerning my ears being plugged up. Doug Hess. He said, Phil, your cold and blocked ears sounds like what I have. 7 weeks and two doctors later, I'm close to beating it. The ENT doctor took a culture, and then prescribed Bactrim. Good luck and get better. Thanks. 7 weeks? I'm on week four now. I mean, I'm closing in on week four. I'm ending up on week three, I think. Jesus Christ. You know, it's just... My glasses are all askew. My shirt, like I'm on day six of this shirt. It's all jacked up. The only good thing that happened to me today, well, fuck off. I know I totally forgot what I was thinking. It's okay. Was Indian food that I had today. All right, what am I doing here, man? Oh, I know. I was going to try to find this cat's... how do I save... Oh, I know. Email it to myself. Although when you're dealing with Facebook, it's not always the easiest thing in the world to get something, you know... Let's see what we got here. Of course, then I got to put it up. How the fuck do I put it on a god? This goddamn motherfucking... I should never have gotten a Mac computer because I've had to completely rearrange everything in the studio. Son of a bitch. How the fuck am I going to do this, man? Come on, where's the mail? Mail, there it is, Gmail. Oh, look at that. I'll be a motherfucker. It popped up for me. That's what she said. There you go. All right, so here it is. Vernon Dozier, as envisioned by Mac, my friend from... Lovetron, you know, that cat, the cartoonist dude. All right, brother. Thank you. That's better, man. That's way better, man. See? All right. Darned it. Holy shit, what is that? All right. Nope. No, don't delete.
Don't delete it, whatever you do.
No, I don't want to do that.
Sometimes things aren't as tough as you thought they would be, you know. One of the things that I was talking about with you guys during the pre-show was yesterday was the Chicago convention. I was talking about Paul Newman. I was talking about the Gore Vidal and William Buckley debates. They were fucking phenomenal. Got off the air yesterday. When I say get off the air, I stopped doing. I shut down the studio. It gets old habits die hard, you know. Is that cat Orlando What's-His-Ass who plays that elf? Viggo Mortensen. What the fuck is... Who put this on fucking AMC, motherfucker? Oh, you know what? God damn it. I'm looking for sports, Jack. Give me this shit. Last thing I want to see is Lord of the Rings... butchered beyond belief on AMC. You know, AMC's cool now because they have all the really cool fucking Walking Dead and all that bullshit. But I remember a time when AMC was just limping along. I mean, they were barely viewable, watchable. The only thing that made me watch them was I was in the hospital. And it was only one of like five cable channels that this goddamned hospital room got. And, one of them was, you know, AMC, and it was horrific. Fucking lousy, you go. Christ, you wouldn't believe how lousy it was. First of all, they were showing one of the worst goddamn movies I've ever seen in my life. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You know this piece of shit? Yeah, I know. It's a fucking great comic. Woo! Well, it's Christ almighty, I could barely stand it. Then they were stopping down for a commercial every goddamn 6 or 7 minutes. It was like, I know what was going on. I mean, because I've been around commercial broadcasting long enough to know they had a whole lot of make goods and they were selling the shit out of whatever it was, you know, all their inventory. They were throwing it on the air in anticipation of either shutting the whole goddamn network down or moving into some new sort of a programming mode. Because AMC stands for American Movie Classics. It was a movie channel. It was TCM before there was a TCM. They tried to beat TCM, and they failed. TCM came along, and they were great. I think it had something to do with Turner buying the rights to all of those great movies. But who knows? If Turner had the bread to buy the rights to all those flicks, whoever's behind AMC, they probably had the bread too, but you know. Anyway, oh, God, was it fucking lousy. It was so bad I was pissed off, because it was either that or... what was the name of that thing? I told you guys. I got into Montana. I was watching that shit. I was so fucking out of my mind from the pneumonia and the lack of actual television channels that I became a huge Hannah Montana fan. I was like, yeah, all right, Hannah fucking Mr. Henry, are you all right? Don't you change that channel. Yeah, Hannah, go for it. Yeah, you know, I got into the whole storylines and shit. I can't remember what it was, but then there was another one, Phineas Ferb. Is that one? Is that... It's animated. Got into that. Oh, yeah. The really good channel that I got. Actually, in other words, one... See, I had to tolerate those, but the one that I got that was cool is the one that had the first 48, the crime show. the first 48 hours after a homicide are the most important 48 hours, and it follows the investigative team, and I believe that was it might have been Investigation Discovery, but that was the only show I remember that was on that was any good. So maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was some other channel that just happened to have that. It just so happened I was so fortunate that they had a marathon of that thing, and I was, oh fuck, thank God, man, something to watch, you know. But it's either that or Hannah Montana, Phineas Ferb, or that goddamn AMC League of Extraordinary Crime. What kind of fucking bullshit? First of all, it was Mina Harker, not Jonathan Harker, his wife Mina. She was one of them. I guess she was a vampire. I guess the story that they extrapolated was that she became a Mina. Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. Dracula did, he did put the bite on her. He did suck her. Then there was the Hulk. Am I right about that? The Incredible Hulk was in there, and I just, and fucking Billy the Kid? Yeah. What? What are you trying to tell me, man? The most fucked up conglomeration of bullshit I ever saw in my life. It wasn't interesting. It was dumb. I'd look it up, but it'll bring back too many bad memories. I would go online right now and look it up. It'll just, all the horrifying memories will come screaming back. All right. Enough of that shit. Pardon me. So, if I'm going to watch Lord of the Rings, which, you know, I kind of dig that. One of the reasons why is because I read The Hobbit in high school. It was huge when I was in high school. Lord of the Rings, the whole Fellowship of the Rings was a monster when I hit high school. And it has, I guess it's popped up every generation, you know, since, maybe, could be. But somehow The Hobbit got passed around when I was like a sophomore or junior. And everybody started reading it, and I read it, and I dug it. Then everybody launched into Fellowship of the Rings. I tried to get through it. I couldn't. It got too... I was all dwarfed out, man. I was all misty mountained out. I couldn't take any more Fantasia. But I liked it, you know. I did. I enjoyed it as far as it went. And, of course, through the years, we saw them try to make a movie out of it. We saw Ralph Bashke's version, which was fucking lousy as shit. Really lousy. All of that shit was lousy because it never lived up quite to what your imagination envisioned it to be until Peter Jackson came along, and then you're like, okay, yeah, that, yeah, okay, that, you're right. That's kind of what it, that's how I think it went. Although I never envisioned hobbits as human looking. I thought they were weird looking motherfuckers. I didn't know what they looked like. And when I saw the girlfriend, that chick that Sean Astin's little hobbit creature wanted to, you know, marry, what's her name, Goldie Rosenlocks or whatever the fucker, and I thought, God damn, that's a piece of ass. That's one hobbit I wouldn't mind tagging, man. I mean, I'm 6 foot tall, and she's probably about two foot one. But, you know, you find your fun where you can. Yeah, man.
What are you trying to say, anyway?
That's fucking fine-looking hobbit ass over there, man.
That's my wife. Don't you dare.
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't know, you know. Frodo Bob Baggin, or whatever the hell your name is.
My name is Sam...
What did Sean Astin's... Was that Sam Gangi? Sam Gant? Whatever the fuck. Sam Ganji? Sounds like a... Sam Ganji sounds like... the squire's bookie or something. I don't know. Go oversee Sam Ganji. Yeah, he'll get you well. Hey, Sam Ganji's got your price, man. Go on, go talk to him. Go ahead, go peddle your papers. Yeah. God damn.
What are you looking at?
Some hobbit ass over there, man.
That's my old lady.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, dude.
Hobbit ass shit. How'd you like a fucking hobbit boot up your ass?
No, come on, man. Don't Don't act all tough and shit. I'm 6 feet tall. You're 1 foot six. That would make him 1 foot as I figure about here, right? And then about here. That's how big the Hobbit would be. He'd be standing here on the desk just reading me the fucking riot act, just in my face.
Oh, yeah? You gotta fucking...
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay, just wait, yeah.
And then he'd hop off the table and run away. God damn, check that shit out.
What?
It's fucking Hobbit ass, man. Who was I talking to? I was talking to some cat. I was remembering my days working in construction work. I'll save it for the show. I forget who I was telling about. I was talking to somebody about it, and I'll save it for the...
Like I said, man, I'm going to save this grade A shit for the show. Not going to waste that fucking shit on a goddamn pre-show. The fuck?
That cat Carter Page looks like he's having the time of his life, doesn't he? Have you seen this guy Carter Page, one of the principals? He looks like he's having a ball. He's just all, uh-huh. Well, now, didn't you tell the Russians? Ooh, I don't know. He's just all grinning away. Look at this cat, man. You got to see him. I got him up on MSNBC right now. They just showed a Carter Page interview with whoever that cat is, Chris Hayes. And then it said, this is why you watch. And the guy's all just... Here's good old Lawrence O'Donnell. Now, all kinds of people... I know a lot of people hate MSNBC. I don't really watch them that much because... Now, I'm a very good... You guys wouldn't believe this, but I'm a very, very good person to talk to when it comes to what should you watch for good objective reporting. And I'm telling you right now, this may flip you out. I don't watch MSNBC because the liberal bias there is very, very obvious. I don't watch Fox because the conservative bias there is very, very obvious. I watch CNN because they play it down the middle, as close down the middle as they can. Now, that is not to say they don't have their liberal hosts. But I'm telling you right now, and you can take this to the bank, because I know. I've worked in media my whole goddamn life. I've been around journalists my whole life. I've been around newsrooms my whole fucking life. And you can have your opinion if you want. That's fine. And you can talk to people. But, you know, I know. When I look at CNN, I know that this is a news organization that is doing its damnedest to present a balanced point of view. They do have liberal hosts, yes. But they also have hosts that adhere to what appears to be the facts of the situation, the facts of the case, and that makes them look like a bunch of liberals to conservatives. You said, is there anybody on Fox? Well, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious by now that Shepard Smith's attempting to do that. I mean, he called out Trump for some pretty outrageous shit, and Trump should have been called out for it. I'm not going to talk to these guys. I'm not going to talk to these guys. They lie. They're false. And he said, hey, what the fuck are you talking about? We're reporting the goddamn news here. So I got to, you know, at least give the guy credit for that. And then the other cat would be on Fox would be, who's the dude? Was there one more guy? I know there's at least one, if not two more very good objective reporters, I think. John Roberts does a good... I mean, as a reporter, he does a good job. You know. But then, you know, a million people are going to tell you you're nuts. All right. I think we're ready. Boom, bap, boom, boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-bap, boom, boom. This is a very, very short pre-show today because, as I said, I don't want to shoot my whole wad, man, on the pre-show. You know, I've got to lay it on you in the real thing, in real time, you know, in the real show. So here we go. Ouch. He Christ. Come on, people.
What walks around?
Gotcha.
Testing 1, 2. All right. Now, what is the, what's the timestamp on this motherfucker? Oh, there we go. Okay, cool. 25 or 6 to 4? Richard Shelby, Alabama. I don't know. That guy's been the senator from Alabama for thousands of years, hasn't he? All right, man. Here we are. And here we go. If you don't need a great... try again.